This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. An 8-1 result for Brayhead Clan against Edinburgh Capitals tonight. The man that scored the first two of those goals for Brayhead is right here in front of me. It's Barry McKenzie. Barry, congratulations on those two goals and a great victory all round.
Yeah, thank you very much. No, I just felt good getting back on the ice with the boys. Last weekend I was pretty sick, and obviously I didn't want to be selfish and get all the rest of the boys sick going out of the playoff run here. But it's good to get back on the ice. Great win. Obviously it's kind of tough sometimes. It's not our fault, obviously. The team that we've come up against, we just can't get any like making mistakes, like kind of summer hockey. We've got the playoffs to look forward to here, and we can't get any bad habits, basically. But I thought we dealt with the situation pretty well and played well.
I'll be honest with you, I was a little disappointed. I had the start lined up for you for your hat-trick goal if you got it as well, and it never came.
Yeah, I know. Especially getting it too early, I had a lot of pressure on myself. I had a few chances. It would be nice to get a hat-trick, but you know what, the bottom line is we won. Like, I've never really been all about my personal points, yeah, and stuff like that. It's all about the team and me. But the boys obviously wanted to get me at the end there, and I was basically on my feet the last 2 minutes. I was trying to change, and I'm like, no, stay on. But like, nah, it was good. It was a good win. Hopefully we can take that into tomorrow and secure the conference.
Well, that's it. I mean, the club are going well right now. That's 6 wins in a row.
Of course.
You get that win tomorrow, and I think it's fair to say if you don't win tomorrow, it'll be a huge disappointment for everybody all round. And it takes you nicely into the playoffs.
Of course, yeah, and obviously with Dundee winning tonight against Coventry, we either know our fates, Dundee or Fife. To be honest with you, it doesn't really matter who we come up against. We were playing well right now. We've not played Fife in a little while. The last time we played them, we were really short. Maybe as they've always had a better record against us this year. We know that, we're not silly. But we feel when we're on form and we're rolling as a team, we can be MD in this league.
And of course, you're a former Edinburgh Capitals player as well. You kind of watch them from afar now. How disappointed are you in the way things have gone over there since especially this season?
Yeah, of course. Well, obviously, I still speak to Scott Neil quite often, and I never get away from the fact that if it wasn't for him giving me the chance all these years ago, I would never be here right now. And it is tough to watch. I witnessed it my first year, and I stuck in for my second year. I feel. It's nothing really against them bad. I just feel for the boys, because it's the boys that's on the ice that are suffering. You know, they're like, it's after like 3 or 4, they're turning and saying, like, guys at the face off, like, oh, it's got to be a long night, blah, blah, blah. There's nothing you can really say to them. Like, it's not our fault, the team they've put on. I really feel sorry. I feel bad for them. I've been in that position before, and it's not nice going into games knowing you're going to get absolutely hammered. But, I mean, that's just the way it is, I suppose.
But, of course, we look ahead to tomorrow now, off to Murrayfield, a place you know well.
Yeah.
And it sounds as though the Clan fans are trying to turn it into a home game.
Yeah, I've heard that. But the rumours are being this, like, the last week is basically sold out full of Clan fans. We can't go into the game too nonchalant, so we say. Edinburgh know how to play in their own bar, and they've always been that. Even when I was there, when I was talking my first year, we played teams pretty tight, and I think if we go in thinking the game's already won, then it's got to be not a long night, but it's not got to be as easy as we think it's got to be. So we need to approach it like any other game and just basically play our own game.
Still a job to do, of course, but you won the Gardner Conference with Dundee 2 years ago. What would it mean for you to win it again?
Oh, it'd be great. I know, obviously, last year Brayhead won it in like February time, so it didn't mean really as much because they were still going for the league. But now, obviously, with the league basically, like, we gone, like, we know that, like, we're not silly. I think winning the conference has got to be huge, especially off our rivals Fife. Obviously, I've heard that there's been Fife fans travelling to the games the last couple of weeks, want us to slip up, and I just think for the guys, I think it'd be great, like, the end of the season, last game, just to win the conference. Obviously, people have their own opinion about underachieving or overachieving or whatever they want to say, like, that's their opinion. But as a group here, to win the conference is our key right now.
See you tomorrow, Barry. Thanks very much.
You all do. Thank you very much.